סימן ריש מבייס. להיזהר בכובד השבת. בוסד השולחן ערוך. בשולחן ערוך סימן ריש מבייס סעיף א' brings down אפילו מי שצורך לאחר, אם a person that needs to come to different people for money, אם יש לי מעט משלו, if he has a little bit from himself, צורך לזרז עצמו, he has to push himself, לכבד את השבת, ולא יאמרו עשה שבת חול ואל תצטורך לבריאויס, אלו למי שעשור תחוקו לי ביוסר, a person that doesn't have nothing, אבל על כל פונים צורך לצמצם בשאר יומים כדי לכבד את השבת. Even so he has to מצמצם in the other days to be מכבד שבת. Now, this halacha needs pshat. It's different biurim and the achronim. What is the pshat in this Shulchan Aruch? The lashon is very shver. We'll try to go the way the Mishneh Brura learns this halacha. We have to know, it's a mitzvah of oinek Shabbos, that we'll see later in the Mishneh Brura, if it's a shalif, it's a mitzvah deiraisa, or mitzvah derabonon, v'karosol haShabbos oinek, or mikroi kodesh, but it's a mitzvah of oinek Shabbos. And the Gemara brings down on that three maimres. One maimre the Gemara brings down in Shabbos, צורך לאנגוי, a person has to מענג שבת, דוגים גדולים, ראש ישובים, תו של שטרדין, שכונו שאת בוסו ויין, all good, good different things. אז אני זו הלוכה, ואני יוצא כבד שבת, ושולש סעודס, וקוסה דה הרנסס, like herring, or sardines, or kugel. And as another chazal, Omar Rabbi Akiva, עשה שבת חול, make your Shabbos like a weekday, just two meals, bread and water, ואל תצטורך לבריאס. The Mishabur learns the following. A person that has enough money for sure has to mechabed Shabbos karoi ve'achila shtiyah with everything. A person that doesn't have nothing and never took money from tzedakah is not mechuv to start to take, and it's better not to start to take money from tzedakah. And he just eats two meals with bread and water, and he doesn't take from the tzedakah. Not everyone learns like that, but this is the way the Mishneh Berurah learns. The middle case is a person has a little bit; he eats three meals and kasa de harneseh, or a person that anyway takes tzedakah. Also already they have to give him three meals because of the harnesser, like gefilte fish or sardines or something like that. The Mishneh Berurah learned that this middle person and that person the Shulchan Aruch is going, that even that he has a little bit because of the harnesser, three meals because of the harnesser, or anyway the tzedakah is giving him three meals because of the harnesser, he has to push himself to be a little bit better and to take a little bit more and to be a little bit better l'kavod HaShabbos. Avad Mishneh Berurah says that this person is not allowed to take it from tzedakah. Lo yatil atme al tzedakah, says the Mishneh Berurah. But the Mishneh Berurah says this is the din of the Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to mezarez atzmoi lechabed es haShabbos and to take a little bit more from the third madrege. Now, I want to be mazbe. In our days, it's kimat nat motzui, the first madrege, that someone only eats bread and water. Also, the second madrege, it's kimat nat motzui. Now the Mishneh Berurah himself says that even though we said that tzedakah only has to give him shalosh seudos and kasa d'harnesa and the rest, if he wants, he has to squeeze himself to have more. But a person that normally eats more chicken, fish, this is the way normal way that gabor tzedakah has to give him kichol machsoiroi. They have to give him a normal meal. But if normally this is the way, so then he doesn't take from tzedakah more from that. The Mishneh Berurah says that fakat he has to manage on his own, not to take from tzedakah, like we said the shalatzion or zayin. A person, if he needs, and this is his need, avada is allowed to take. But if not, he doesn't take more. The Shulchan Aruch Rav learns that it means that he doesn't have to take more. But if he wants to mevaza himself and say, Rabbi Yisai, you don't have to give me, but I want to have a nice Rosh Shabbos, avada is allowed to collect. Not everyone agrees with that. We'll see the Mishneh Berurah inside. Hine ikar mitzvos oinek Shabbos nispar shenu al dei hanevim, kmo shenemar v'karosu l'Shabbos oinek. V'yesh poskim shesvir lo de'ikaroi min ha'teiro. That the Iker mitzvahs min ha-teiro, it's not a de-rabonon. I, as a posuk b'divrei Kabbalah, she-ha-shabbos u-bichlal mikro-kodesh, she-nemar u-be-yim-ha-shvi, shabbos mikro-kodesh. U-mikro-kodesh pirshu chazal b'sifro, da-aynu le-kadshi ve-le-chabde b'ksus nekiyo, u-le-angoy ba-oineg achilo v'shtiyah. So Mishneh Berurah brings down, as a machlekes, if oineg shabbos is de-rabonon, mikro-kodesh le-shabbos oineg, or mikro-kodesh is de-rais. The Mishneh Berurah here is mekatzer, but later on the Mishneh Berurah, and Shalatzir already is meramis, that is a machlekes. The Chinuch and the Bessi Yosef learned that it's a mitzvah de Rabbanon, but Andrei Achroinim learned that it's a chiyuv de Reise. And Simen Reish Peches, and Biur Halochi brings a machleik, is a person that fasts the whole Shabbos. If it was over Yisro de Rabbanon, the Kerosa de Shabbos Oinag, or maybe Yisro de Reise, because it says in the Mon, Ichluhu Ayoim, a different pasuk, not Mikroi Kodesh, it goes only on food. Ichluhu Ayoim. There's a mitzvah Esmi de Reise to eat. But he says clearly that if you fast a half a day, it's only Yisro de Rabbanon. And Simon Reis Samach Gimel, he speaks out if you have to midei reise, eat three meals or two meals with bread, pas, It's enough with different zachen. Because looking by us, we're handling the oinig Shabbos, the sweets, and the nights for the Shabbos. If it's a isur derai, it's a mitzvah derai, so a mitzvah derabbanan. Just to put to the point that Tanchuma and Bereishis is Gimel says clearly that it's a mitzvah derai. He says that a person that eats oinig Shabbos, he's better from a person that fasts 1,000 taniyos, 1,000 taniyos. Shezem ekayim mitzvah derai shel oinig Shabbos. And the Charedim also in Perek Yudalet or is Gimel says that a person that mekayim oinig Shabbos is ekayim mitzvah derai. The Mishabur brings down, so Kovet Shabbos is Ksus Niki and Oinek Shabbos is a Chila V'shtir. Now the question is, what if it's something that doesn't go into the body? Stomach pleasure. So in the Yerim said, you're not allowed to walk on the floor barefoot on a cold floor because it's an Oinek Shabbos that you mitztair, you're over on Oinek Shabbos, but it's cold. The same thing in Shin Aleph, the Mishabur brings down, not to run on Shabbos, but the Bachurim that enjoy it, it's an Oinek Shabbos for them. This is the reason I saw sometimes in Chachom Ramakbi when it's cold outside, to go outside with a coat. Even when it's a little bit chilly, when you go to Shul Moshul Erev Shabbos, and when you come back, you'll not be a little bit cold, and you'll be over on Oinek Shabbos. Shechonoch, the Mishnebura is Mamshich, V'hine begeder zeh yesholosh ma'amori chazal. Hodo omu tzorch la'angoy bedogim gedoylim, v'rosh yishum v'tavshe shotardim, we'll be bring down. I'm sorry, we skipped the line of the Mishnebura. The Mishnebura is saying, V'hifligu chazal b'shabbos b'oid me'mitzvah zu, v'omu dekola ma'anagis ha'shabbos noizim l'nachlo b'li metzorim. The Siyasa says, because he gives the Shabbos without the end, the Shabbos gives him without the end. V'nitzel mishibud malchiz v'zecha v'zeh la'shirus. V'ayin shavit kama ma'amorim b'inyan zeh. Some achroinim want to say that what he gets, nachlo b'metzorim, nachlo without borders, without the end, because he's mechabit Shabbos without the end. This is the way the Siyasa explains it. It's like only if he's mechabit Shabbos without the end. But if he just adds a little bit, but he puts a limit to himself, could be he will get nechosin with a limit. V'hine, gedal mitzvah zu yesholosh ma'amorim chazal. צורך לאנגוי בדוגים גדולים וראש ישומים וטפשו שוטרדים, nice food, שזו יום מערכו חושב בזמניהם, וכן בכל מוקים ומוקים לפי מנוגוי, יאנגרו במחולים ומשקים חשובים הם לא עינק. And every place you have to give what is חושב and עינק in that place. ולפי שמן הסתם רואי בני אודום עיקר עינוגו מבוסו ויין ומקדונס, וכך איסה בסימן רשנון, דייאבו מבוסו ויין ומקדונס כפי יחילתו. So the Mishnebura here Be'etzem brings the first chazal that you have to have a nice meal. But B'deich HaDvorim, he says, from the Levush, that V'bechein b'chol mokim v'mokim lefi minhogo. It's not a purpose of fish, not a person of meat, not a purpose of wine. B'chol mokim v'mokim lefi minhogo. And if people like to eat milchiks, they could enjoy milchiks. Every place, if you want you enjoy to eat, what is mechubba to eat in that place? For sure, it has to be b'kavadik. But if it's b'kavadik in that place, it's enough. We'll see that a lot of people are machmirim, that the first meals to have flesh, B'dafka, we'll see in Hilchei Shavuos, Be'ezras Hashem, and it's seen in Reishnun later, if you could have, instead of flesh, milchiks. Now the Mishnebura speaks also on the fish. It's mashma in this Mishnebura that is not eating dafka to eat fish. Hakul lefi b'chol mokim v'mokim lefi shehu. And like this is how a lot of poiskim. But later in Sivkot and Dalet, there's mashma in Mishnebura that is eating to eat fish at every one of the meals. And I know people are machmir, so fish in Mishnebura says b'chol shalish sudas, that the machmir to have fish in all the three sudas, and flesh in the first two. But again, Anders Dogen, there is mashma this Mishnah Buratake, there is no chiyuv dafka flesh, not the chiyuv dafka fish, everything that is bechovedik and it's covered Shabbos, you could yait it. Now he brings down the second memory, Hodom Budafu, the Vomuot, Shasol, Kov Shabbos, Kiv, Mitzosanik Shabbos, Afilu Kosan Armese. And the third memory is Amarbakiva, Shabbos, Chobot, Tzar Labriz. Vachiluk Ele Ma'amorim, like we said, the man the Efshal Yitzorch, the Chabdu Kifi Yecholto, Mishashot, Trukle Beyeso, Shelen Rak Moses, the Sudas, Mezom Abakiva, Shabbos, Chol. Because of the Arnasa, he doesn't have to make both. Anyway, the Gaboyim have to give him also Shalasudas because of the Arnasa. And Ba'adam Nechbod, Hakri, Lefikvoid, and today most of the people are more from that. כמו שיסבר בירדי הסימן, ולאמרינו בזה, עשה שבס רחוב, עשה סוח לבריאס, לאמרו אוכי, אלא מי שעדיין לא נצטרך לליטוי, אבל מי שכבר בוא ליודי מידזו, ליפשת יודי וליטוי, נעשם לו הכל. משבור הפינשז, ועין בתז ותיסי שבס ושאר אחרונים שקוסו, דאף מי שעשות חוקו לי ביויסר, דו פוטו מדינה מסוד השלישס וקוסו דהרנסה, the middle case, מכל מקרים נוחן מאוד שיר להשתעת על ירס על כל פונים, מן הקסה המצוי דהיינו בקיום של הסודס וקוסו דהרנסה. שבור says, even that you פוטו, because you don't have as a שבס רחוב ואת הצור לבריאס, try to find a way to be in a higher level, a better מדרגת. זוגתי משלבור הוויתו, סיף קוטן בייס, לחבד את השבס, וטויב להיזור שלה, יפחסו משתי תפשילים, at least in the first two סודס, to have two תפשילים. גם טוב שיאכל בחסודה משל הסודס דוגים, to eat fish, אם לא ישאין האויסים לו, לפי טיב או יסיינם, if it's not good for him, or he hates them. Doesn't say if he doesn't like them, if he hates them. ושבס לא אין אין איתם ולא לצער, וכי זה גם עוד בציבן ראש פחס. So we said already that in the beginning it's mashma haku lefi chol mokim shehu, but in dogim is mashma that the Indian to eat fish. And for Shem say why to eat fish, they bring a lot of reasons. One reason to say is a remez, dag is seven begematria, they say, Doshe Rishuma say, ya oichal dag, fish, biyoin dag, seven. Shabbos, nitzel midag, is dinu shal gehenem. We say that, state that Shabbos is oinas tamidachachomim, and in fish it says, v'yidgul aroi bekerav haoretz, madogim shebayam ein anor shoylet aleim. And also by the fish we know that you could eat the whole thing, there's no dam, there's no chaylev, everything is kosher, there's no shchitu psula, there's no treifes, everything comes out good. We want our kids to come out shleimim. And the Zogan is Zecher, the Sudas Alev Yosun, we see the Biralochim, the end of the Simen, the Zeinu to make a Zecher, the Sudas Alev Yosun. And the Zogan is Tzadikim and Mizgargal Bedogim. And I saw another reason that the Zeinu to eat fish, because the fish are one of the animals that don't do Melocha really, they rest. So maybe this is the Semel of Shabbos. Im Meichre Adogim, Meyakim Adogim, Ashar, if the Meichre Adogim pick up the price, Nochin letakin shalayiknu dogim eid shaboses not to buy fish at shiyamad ashar al mekoimoy. And here the Mishabur brings down a machlek is that the Berhetov says only if it went over the third. When the Primogodim and the Leorabe say apochit mishlish, even if the price went up less than third, yesh lasis the takonu mishum danim, because the poor people cannot afford it. So the Berhetov says only if it's more from a third, and the Leorabe and the Primogodim say even if it's less than a third, you have to make a takonu. If you bought before, it's mutter. Now we have to understand, the Mishnah Berurah started as a takone, if the price goes up, yes, last is takone shelo liknes dogim, but not to eat. Lefi that, for sure you're allowed to eat. But when he finishes, it says, even because of this, a lot of people are cheating, so they made a takone not to eat, but avada the takone was only not to make a takone not to eat for what the boy was bought now. If someone has fish from before, Avada is allowed to eat. Now, the Mishabur is Mamshech. The Shulchan Aruch says that a person has to push himself to add. The Mishabur learns that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a person that has the category of the Harnaseh, the Hainu. He has Shalosh Sudas because of the Harnaseh, and he has to push himself. Avdem Zog Shulchan Aruch, like Atchila, to push yourself for more. Zog the Mishabur, Misha Asher Tchukule B'yoyitza. He doesn't have to add, but someone else has to add. ומאירי כשאין לו משכנס ללוויס עליהם, ובלי משכנן יוכל להסיק, די לבוך יצורך ללוויס כדי שלא לבד על מיצה שבס. כמו שאומר חזר שאומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, בונה ילבו עליי ואני פרע. What says that a person that shot chukile b'yoiso doesn't have to, לפי the משתבורה means, doesn't have to add and shall his suit because of the harnesse. It's only a person that doesn't have how to borrow money. But if you have how to borrow money, בונה ילבו עליי ואני פרע. It's a big chiddush, and every Sanoma speaks about it. If the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a person that doesn't have nothing, but have them shade, that's a Shabbat Chachoyl. So this is what he says, that if you have ability to borrow money, so mainly you have to borrow money to make Shabbos better from that. But if the Mishabur, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a person that has Shabbat Chachoyl because of the Harnase, but have them say the Shulchan Aruch that he has to push himself for more, and only if he can't, he can. And then Zagam Mishabur, but if he could borrow money to push himself more from Shabbat Chachoyl because of the Harnase, he has to borrow money. Now the Mishabur doesn't say how he will pay it back. The Sharatir brings the machlekes that the goyim learns that even if he doesn't know how to pay it back, he has to borrow the money. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bonai levu alai v'ani pereya. The Taz learns nay. Only if he has a way, how he knows how he will pay it back. But if all that is not allowed to, Mishnah Berurah is Messiah and Zahaku lefi inyan. Even that in the Mishnah Berurah's mashal, he says it like the goyim that he has to borrow money even if he don't know how to pay it back. Mishnah Berurah finishes Zahaku lefi inyan. Show what it means, Zahaku lefi inyan. So there's three ways to learn it. One way, Zahaku lefi inyan is that if a person has to see when he has his own simchas, how much he presses himself when he doesn't have money, how much overdraft he goes into, and that amount he will do here for Shabbos. And Mishmaras Moed, he learns Pshat, Hakele Fi Inyan, the Lashon HaGemara and Beisai is, Bonai Levu Elai, Veha'aminu Bi, believe me, Ve'ani Pereya. Levu Elai, Veha'aminu Bi, Ve'ani Pereya. Trust me, and when you have a emuna bitochen, then Hashem pays. So how can the Indian, if the amount of bitachon that a person has, if that amount is levu alive and nipereya, so you could take a halvoy. I'm saying if the Indian, sometimes a person knows he doesn't have a word to pay, but it's a mehalach, then he's allowed to do it. But it's no mehalach, he's not allowed to. I just want to quote what the Siddur Yavetz says, the Siddur Yavetz says a lashon here. מה שאמרו לבוא אליי ואני פיראה, אין הכוון שילבנו בלי משקוין. ויוכל עלוי וחודי. Just take money and eat, and then you'll be סמך על הנס. And if אלי כדאי, and if you not rowy, ישחר שם שמיים על יודו יביאי אלי וראש ולא ישר למחולילו. אלו כך פירושוי. He could take the money and he has to tell the person, I don't have a word to pay it, but I'm trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu levur alai v'ani pareah. And then he's allowed to do it. But out there, he's not allowed to do it. You have to know, the Mishnah Berurah brings down later, brings down in the Hemshech that it's a Shabbos Eina Min HaCheshbon. So if it's Eina Min HaCheshbon, L'chur the Goyen is right. So the person can take how much money he wants and Hashem will pay him back. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, כדי לכבד את השבת, the person has to push himself to לכבד את השבת. The מזונות שלו, של שבת ושל יום טוב, הם מוסיפים ומוסיפים לו. How much a person adds, הקדוש ברוך הוא adds, וכמו שאמרו חז"ל, כל מזונות של אדם קצובים להם, ראש השנה ועד ראש השנה. מיצוע השבת וחוץ מיצוע השבת ויום טוב. ויצוע הזבנה ותלמוד תורה, שהם מוסיפים ומוסיפים לו. So במילא, a person has to squeeze himself during the week to spend for Shabbos, because כל היצוע של אדם ראש השנה ראש השנה, חוץ מיצוע השבת ויום טוב. Mefoshim clear, what would be if a person bought so much food, the Shabbos is left over? And what I saw the maskana is, if it's a little bit left over, but it's left over, avadis bichlal levulai v'ani pereah. Only if a person just buys extra that he wants it to overflow for after Shabbos, of them it's a suffix if we say levulai v'ani pereah. Zog the Mishnah Berurah weiter, loivim beribis v'tzorich sudas Shabbos is sudas mitzvah. You're allowed to borrow by ribis. Now the Mishnah Berurah learns avada. We don't talk about isur ribis. Isur ribis is also. So the Mishnah Berurah haynu me'ena Yehudi from a goy or from Yisrael b'derech heter. So the question is, if this is the case that the heter is with a goy or with a heter hizkes, what is the chiddush? I want to explain. If the chiddush would be like shivchan or harav that you're allowed to borrow even by ribis drabonon, so this is the chiddush. You're allowed to do it. But if we say like this Mishnah Berurah, that is no heter to do it by ribis drabonon. If the heter is by goy or by Yisrael b'derech heter, so what is the chiddush? So I'm the one to say that the chiddush is that you have to borrow, even though you will have to pay high interest. But that's the only answer on Shabbos. But Teish Mishabur says also Suda Shabbos, Suda Smitzvah. Suda Smitzvah the Chur has no chiyuv to do. It's only optional. So what is the pshat loivim beribis? So I saw that the Chur, we could say pshat. The Gemara in Makis Chofdal says, Kasper l'nosan b'neshech lo'yimet lo'ilom. A person that didn't give his money beribis will never fall. So the Gemara, and as the Gemara says, a broch on it, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'zeiche, that all different things. Frank the Gemara, if a person doesn't do ribis, what is so special about it? Frank the Gemara, afilu ribis of Kichovi, like Rashi, that his knees are not to take him going, not to be nimshach. So normally I would think that in Shabbos it's better not to do it, the Teretz is because in Shabbos it's better to do it. So that's the Aloha Elohim b'ribis. Now you have to know the Shulchan Aruch HaRav hold that you're allowed to take ribis, afilu b'yisur b'rabbanon. The Tzeres to the Shabbos. The Mishavur and Zan Maskman, the Mishavur is Messiah Mesharatzion. U the Loik Mishavurisi Lechot Shehitir Beribis the Rabbanos. The Mishavur is Cholik and he says that Beribis the Rabbanos is no heter. But the Shchonoch Rab, hold on, is a heter. The Maisi, look at the Rashuch and it's Machir like the Mishavur. Mishavur finishes him Sholchuloi. Dvar Meichol, Sheyochlenu B'Shabbos, Leyochlenu B'Cholik. They send him food for Shabbos, not to eat it on weekday. Can you cross to the Sefer Hasidim? And the Shalif, it's a Shabbos Dika Alocha, it's a Gezel Dika Alocha. The Mephoshim means the Raida, it's a Gezel Dika Alocha. The Mishabura finishes that the Gemara says in Gabi Purim that if they send the Ori Tzedakah, you could change it, and you cannot change it to different things. If it's a Shabbos Dika Alocha, what is the Tzushal? But the Torah says, you are Ganet, the Balabais gave you it for Shabbos, and you give it for weekday. Maybe you're not allowed to eat it in Shabbos. And I say Mashma and the Kafachaim also. Kafachaim says like this, if the Balabais doesn't know, so then for sure you have to give it for Shabbos. I'm sorry, if the Balabais doesn't know, and you don't have food for Shabbos, then for sure you have to keep it for Shabbos. It's Masha, because for sure he gave it for Shabbos. But if you have food for Shabbos, so then we have to clear why he did it. If we know that he did it because he wants you to have food for Shabbos, he wants to mezake you in Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it for Shabbos. But if you know that he did it not because he wants to mezake you in Shabbos, he wants you to taste. The grandmother did a cake, she wants the grandson to taste it. The sister made a cake, she wants her sister not to taste it. Chai Gavna, you're allowed to eat it before Shabbos because it's not made for Shabbos. We'll go weiter. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings down another halacha. Mitakonas Ezra, she'yu mechapsim bgodim b'chamishi b'Shabbos b'pnei kovod ha'Shabbos. This aloche that you have to make laundry Erev Shabbos, it's a takonas Ezra. שגמורו בקוות אף בבייס, קונס עזרא, שיהיו בחפסים קודם בערב שבי, יום חמישי בשבס, לפני כבד השבס. There's two ways to learn. When Avram learns, there was a takonin not to do lunch on Friday, because it's not kovet Shabbos, you get busy, you don't have time to bake, you don't have time to cook, and the clothes don't get dressed, so they ask it on your Friday. You don't have to make laundry at all. The takona was not to make laundry. Was not to make laundry Friday. The Eliyahu Rabbe learned the takona was to make laundry Friday. And the mail you'll be ready for Shabbos. It was a takona to make laundry, and the takona was to make laundry. You want your clothes to be clean. So the Tinnah of Rome was not takona to have the clothes clean. It was a takona not to do Friday. And the Eliyahu Rabbe was a special takona to have your clothes clean, and another takona to do it Yom Chamishi, the mail you'll be ready for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma, he's learning like the Eliyahu Rabbe, not like the Magen Avraham. And in Sharatzin he says clearly, the Nafka Mina is a person that doesn't rinse his clothes for Shabbos. The Shaila, he doesn't make laundry for Shabbos. But Milvad of Shaila is over on the Takona de Rabbona on Staman, the Aloch of Ksus Nekion, Mishnah Berurah says you've got Malif. He's over on Takona of Ezra or not. If you don't Magen Avraham, he's not over. If he didn't make laundry on Friday, it's not a problem. If you don't Magen Avraham, he's over on the Takona from making laundry, Yom Chamishi, and he didn't make laundry at all. He was able to call it to come to Shabbos with clean clothes. We see the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Hay. Hay look at the Shiur Lovish Levonim La Shabbos. It's an Indian to make laundry to be clean for Shabbos. Aber Lei Berev Shabbos, the Shiur Kulim, Lei Sazi B'Tzor Shabbos. This is the reason they made the Takona Yom Chamishi. Ve Lefiz Atzor Lizor Shal Eilech Bechilik Echol Kama Shabbosis. Kedish Shiur Lavar Al Takona Sefer. Mele, if a person goes with the same clothes for a couple of weeks, he's able to go to Sefer. And this is what Sharatzion says in Oyster Zion. Chiniskim Meleo Rabbe, Vechem Amayetro, Sharachoinim. The Zohu Esam Atakonet, to have clean clothes. To laundry your clothes. Ude Leikim Magen Avrom, the Mashem, the Iker Atakonet, Shilei Lechabes, Berab Shabbos. And the Iker Atakonet was just not to make a kibbutz in Erab Shabbos. So said the Mishnah Berurah, I hold like the Eliyahu Rabbe, but Mele, a person that doesn't have his clothes, and Mele, he's able on this Takonet. Interesting, in the same time as Vashem Mishnah Berurah, that if it's clean, you don't have to do it every week. Because it's not what helps that it's clean. Mishnah Berurah says, if a couple of weeks you wear it, you're either. Mashal, the cold matter that it's clean, it's okay. So I said, Tumah Halchin, Mazik Brocha says, the ghetto of the Takona was not to make laundry. The ghetto was the dirty clothes to laundry, Yayim Chamishi. But if you don't have dirty clothes, you don't have to laundry them. I'm not talking that you yaitse the Takona of Ezra, if you wanted the malbushim, the kusaynes, the underwear you rinse, you also yaitse the Takona of Ezra. About the Takona of Ezra is a loy plug, everyone has to make laundry Yom Chamishi, even if the clothes are not dirty. It's a Takona to make laundry. But you could be yaitse the Takona to make laundry, but one of the begadim, and if you get eyes from Mirus Tishbov and Tovkuf Nun Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says down, the Ramos says that in Erev Shabbos Chazon, this was the meaning, you only change one of the bottom clothes. I was with Takona says, so the Torah says, yaitse the Takona with one thing. Which is what we see here, give out the Gezavah. If the clothes are dirty, so then you're able to takona even in the rest of the clothes. So we're mesala the dvorim. Lefidali, Magen Avraham is not takona bichlal. It's the issue to make laundry Friday. Zel. Lefidali, your rabbi is a takona to make laundry. It's not the Mishnah Berurah, but if your clothes are dirty for a couple of weeks, you're able to takona. Mashum, but if they're not dirty, you're not able. The Machzik Brocha says the takona was when they're dirty. The other side is no, the takona was the made a loy plug, everyone has to rinse. But you ate it with one beggar. The Mishnah Berurah says if the beggar is dirty, I've had you're able to takona. Now, today that is washing machines, Rav Shlomo wants to be makel, to say that you're allowed to do it Friday, and there are cholek on him. Now we have to know, the Mishnah Aloch. So we have to know, Lefid Eliyahu Rabbe, Avada you're allowed to do it Friday. The Shalif is the Indian to do it Yom Chamishi. So Rav Shlomo himself says, Lekatchila Avada is the Indian to make the Yom Chamishi. He adds that it's not Kovet Shabbos to do it Friday. He doesn't mean to add on the Takone. It means even Batal HaTam, it's not the Takone, to do it Yom Chamishi. But Avada is no issue to make laundry Friday. Shalif is going to have Rav. If you could say that the issue was made because it disturbs, it's not covered as Shabbos, it's Lashon HaGemara, but mainly, if today the washing machine is easy and it's like to do it, how about you could do it Friday? Zog the Mishnah Berurah, the Rambam weiter, Hagoy, Noagim lo lush kidei shiur chalo, bichdei lasis lechomim lifzoy alem b'Shabbos. The minig was v'yontif. V'hu mikovah Shabbos v'yontif. The minig was to make chalas, Kishiu chala to take off chala, v'hu mikovet Shabbos v'yontes. Now the mokah to bake in Erev Shabbos, to bake is gmor in Shabbos pebeis, mashkimim v'oifim. Zach Rabbi Yenison ben Uzi, Zach Rabbi Yenison neshita mekubetzes, oifim mikne kovet Shabbos, be'erev Shabbos. And as I state klor in the Rabbi Ramo, that this Shulchan Aruch is talking about Erev Shabbos. Now we have to know. And the gmor it says, mashkimim v'oifim. It doesn't say you do shiu chala, it doesn't say you make chala. The Ramo added, you have to make a shiu chala. Now, so it's two zachim when you make this challah. They learn the Mishnah Berurah. First is a covered Shabbos that you bake. This is what the Ramon meant, a covered Shabbos to bake. And another covered Shabbos that you're doing another Indian to do challah and others at Kovet Shabbos. He said, Adam Arishin is chalosi shel Adam, and she was pregnant with chalosi shel Adam, she has to fix it. So the Loshna Mishnah Burin Sivkot Nvov, Kedei Shiu Chalo, Hayna Milvad Shalisha Vafiyu, Bichlal Kovet Shabbos Vyontef, Kmoi Shemash Mesayim Lebesoif. Like the Shechonor finishes in the Soif, the Ramor, נוהגים לא לושקד השיעור חלה בבית לעשות ממלחום ומבצעי עליהם בשבס ויונטף והוא מקובד שבס ויונטף. So it's one Indian, the עצם baking is קובד שבס. עוד יש בזה טעם כדי לקיים מצווס חלה, לפי שאיבדו עודם הראשון עם שיעור חלוסי של אילום, שניבו בערב שבס, so she fixes it. So you have two reasons to bake ערב שבס. לושים ואויפים, לושים הגמורה, doesn't say שיעור חלה, and the רמוס says שיעור חלה. Today we see a lot of ladies that don't do it. זוג דביור עלו. ויש לזה רמז בתורה that you have to bake ערב שבס והיו ביום השישי והכינו את אשר יביאו את אשר תרפו אפו משמע דיש לאפויס בערב שבס לא הכין לשבס גם בזמן הגמור היומין הקבוע לזה כמו שהיבי המגן אברום from the wife of רב דויסו בחנית בן דויסו that she didn't have money so she put wood inside the oven and her neighbor came and she told her I went to bring out the challahs vice versa everyone was baking and her house was not smoking so maybe she put in the wood inside ובאבניסינו הרבים, זאת משתבורן, הרבירס, יסחילו איזה נושים להשביס המינג. Some ladies don't go to buy. ולא יקחים מן האויפה. ולאב שפר עבדה, זה מקטינה וזה קובד שבס. They're not buying, they buy from the baker. לאב קובד שבס. נושא להרבים מלאב את זכוס. So אבל יאשיב הולד, if it doesn't come out so tasty, it's no קובד שבס. אבל אין לך נעמי, אז זה עניין פון חלה בלייב. אבל he says, there's no עניין to make the עניין פון חלה, if the חלה doesn't come out tasty. Some people have a different heter. They say like Rabbi Yashi, but Mikol Mokom, they say, V'yoytze, V'al, G'mor HaShteit, V'yichinu, Oich, Machimim V'oifim, Loshim V'oifim, Ashkimim V'loshim V'oifim, Be'erev Shabbos. You could make a cake, you could bake something, it's also Loshim V'oifim. Just against these people that buy everything ready made, that's it, Akach Hisson. You have to have cooking, you have to have cooking for Shabbos. You have to have Afir for Shabbos, you have to have something special for Shabbos. But doesn't mean Chala. As another limuschus that the ma'aser is inyan to make for shiur challah, we see in the Ramah that he didn't bring down the minig that he have to bake. He only said the minig is to do shiur challah. And about today, it's very hard to do shiur challah because shiur challah is like this: if without a brocha in kilo 200, with Reb Chaim Noe with a brocha is 1 kilo 660, Chazanish is 2 kilo 250. The ma'aser Moshe Habeshlan said in Yerushalayim the minig was already to do and 1 660 with a brocha. A lot of people are makbid at the Chazanish. Now, mainly you have to have a shiur challah. And if you don't bake a shiur challah, you can't be mafrish challah. So mele, valdi can't be mafrish challah. So first, it's not so tasty. And also, the yoytzen, they have fear. And also, they say that the whole Indian to bake was if you yoytzen the shiur challah. Some ladies had an eitzah for the shiur challah. The eitzah was that they made a big dough, and they were mafrish challah, and then they put the pieces of the dough in the freezer, and every week, they were making their fear and the rest. So the Rabbi Yashiv holds it, it's an eitzah. Chaim Kayevsi holds it, it's an eitzah. Even if not every week, they have challah. But Andrew Zogum Shemazam and Erbach wanted to bring down that it's not such a Eitze, because Tesis and Brochus Lametches Hoda, Oise Isa, and Asle Chalek, a person makes the Isa to divide not only the different people, even the different days, the Shalit, you can make a Brochus, if it's Mitzaref. The Maestro de Gun Yerodea says, Minega Viseinu, Avisa Viseinu, Meoilon, that you make a Brochus, I'm an Asle Chalek. But Shemazam and was Mitzaref, we're better not to make a Brochus. Zogum Shemazam, another halacha, even if you don't bake, mikomakim v'ayin b'achrinim v'afilu anayegim lechol paspalto shalein a Yehudi. Some people that eat pas goyim, aval mikomakim b'shabes v'yontev nochel le'adu shaloi lechol kimim pas Yisrael. It's much for the whole suda, not only the pas that mekadosh. Mikomakim b'shabes v'yontev. It's much mishlebur, that even b'techa suda not to eat pasaku. Uposhul imu onu she'en al malekadosh im alapas shal oignu Yehudi, kmo shemotzinu l'an she'achay la'ayivrim yochel le'kadosh olof. So we see from here, Be'etam, if a person bakes, he doesn't have this problem. Why is it this halacha to people that don't bake? The Ramah finishes, Yesh shekosru shemikzitz v'kremis nagu lechol mulisa, kind of pie, shekirim pashtido, v'lev shabbat zecher lamon. This pie is meat in the middle, and past, like flour on the top and in the bottom. So, Yesh shekosru shemikzitz v'kremis nagu lechol mulisa, shekirim pashtido, v'lev shabbat zecher lamon, shemichus lemala v'lemata. L'roisi, shlochosh, the Ramos says he never saw people eat this kind of food. The Maisa, we also don't see it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down on his days, they ate it. And because they're not minig le'echol. Some people say, you ate a bit kneidlach. I'm sorry, borekas. Some people say, like, some of the kugels are good also. You have to know. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Rambam says, "V'leir ha'isi lachush leze," and the Rambam brings down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that his minhag is. The Halacha has a kasha. If you're doing it mitzvah zecher l'mon, so why only by night? Do it also by day. As if the chalitz you cover by day and by night. Be'ez Hashem, next year we'll start Simen Reish Samach Gimel.
Shalom. כל הלשון מפיצה תקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622, או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה ל-L שטרודל, kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.